10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Today I bring you Kill Team, just as promised. I've been very excited about this release, and about time I felt some very good excitement about 40K. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like to do 40K, can bitch, whine, and moan. Kind of dig it. Problem is once you put together a Primaris, the rest of your Space Marines don't look the same. They really don't. But anyway, we're not here to talk specifically about that. We're going to talk about Kill Team. Now, we're going to focus just in the box, what I did with the box, and we'll go from there. And for another date, we'll cover some more Kill Team stuff. So, I hope Games Workshop keeps us going, because I think this is a very, very positive release. And I like the game. I think it is well. I think 4 times I've seen Kill Team try to be made. Once at just playing a 300-point army, once, I mean, just back and forth, just random crap. But anyway, they got it right this time, I think. The box. The box itself is quite hefty. It's a very good buy. I got mine for $120. It comes with a board. It's like a tile board. It folds out. And that's your Kill Team area of play. So this version of 40K, what I call Baby K, uses a smaller map set. So that's pretty cool. It comes with that. It's double-sided. Very good quality. I can see it getting screwed up over continual use, but yeah, it is what it is. They give you buttloads of terrain. I guess it's Imperial Sector or something. I don't know if it's a church or like a city building or something. But I assembled it. It was pretty tedious. I don't like putting together terrain, but once it's all said and done, I do like it. It painted up quite well. Matter of fact, I will put pictures on, well, pictures are on my Facebook page, SeanHammer9/Facebook, or SeanHammer/Facebook, I don't know, I'll put it in show notes. So painting up the train, pretty cool. Inside the box comes a ruler, some dice, some little punch-out things to represent the different markers and such that you'll be using through the game. Also comes with a complete rulebook, which I think the rulebook is fantastic in one part and one part only. Well, it's got the rules in it, so let's start there. But it has the missions, everything you fight. But what is nice about it, it's got every playable race right now for Kill Team. So I think they did really decent service doing that. It covers lots of different things. It's got the Skitarii, it's got Guard, Tempest, Marines, Chaos Marines, 2 different factions of Chaos. After that, they got Nurgle and Tzeentch. They got Tau, Tyranids, the Gene Stealer Cult, some Dark Eldar, some Harlequins, Eldar, Orcs. I mean, it's just Tyranids. I think I said Tyranids. Gene Stealers, I definitely said that. So that is pretty cool. So we got the book, we got a ruler, we got some dice, we got a board, we got some terrain, and also, we got the little things to put around against our... It's the like little markers to represent if you fell back, if you charged, if you readied your weapon and such. We get those. Those are faction specific for the two factions that come in the box set. We also get the cards, and we get the... It's just a good layout. And the cream of the crop, I mean, the cherry on top of this is you get two playable kill team units to play. And then some. You get the Skitarii, which are your Adeptus Mechanicus guys. It's pretty cool. I chose to keep them because I like the sniper gunner. And, well, you have a sniper. I'll explain how to play in a bit. And I had to buy a box of the... I forgot what it was called. But anyway, they were the Rustalkers. So I could have one Rustalker and one Infiltrator. Two wounds. A little bit change up this Skitarii look of the army. So that's pretty cool. But they give you everything that you need for this game. And let me tell you this right now. It's a pretty fantastic game. I gotta give it to them. Gotta give credit where credit's due. It reminds me quite a bit of Malifaux. Now, I'm not saying they ripped off Malifaux. It just reminds me quite a bit. Let's see. It's pretty sweet. What it is both players will take a 100-point army. Now, when I say army, it's each one of your people are units. So, you know, you got yourself a Skitarii Ranger. You want to have him. How much is he going to cost? You go to the next page, look at points per model. He's running in at Skitarii Ranger, 9 points. So he's 9 points. He's got certain stats. You can upgrade one to... Depending on the army, different things to be gunners to carry your special weapons and stuff. It's a nice little layout. So, that is nice. Play-wise, book-wise first, they could have made the main rulebook a little bit nicer. Like, more durable because it's going to get a little lot of flopping around. Now, we go into the game itself. The game itself is pretty damn smooth. It's pretty easy. What you got... is you can play a narrative, you can make up a scenario, because that's Games Workshop's thing right now. It's been for a bit, forging the narrative. So you can forge the narrative, you can do a scenario, and that will tell you where to put buildings as per scenario, and maybe what kind of points you'll be playing. Or you could do match play, which is generally the most way everyone's going to play. So, match play is basically what you do. You make a 100-point kill team, and on that kill team, you just stay by what you can have, like so many gunners, such like that. But there's going to be four guys outside your kill team that really stick through, and they're going to be a little bit better than everyone else, but maybe not a lot better stat-wise to go with at first. These are going to be your specialists. So when you're building a team, you can pick different specialists. Each specialist has different... is that crazy? Let me just scoop to one. Let's see, specialist. Okay, we have right here, combat specialist. Now, each turn, your team will generate one command point. If you got your leader's not shaking stuff, you gain another one. And allows your specialist and or your leader to do different things using said command points, and you can actually boost them up and stuff. But if you take a guy who's a combat specialist, you have a level 1, 2, and 3 specialist. We're gonna ignore the level 2 right now. We're just going to look at the level 1. It's up and at them. If you use this target, tactic in the fight phase, after attacking model with this model from your kill team, pick a combat specialist from your kill team that has not yet activated this phase. You can immediately fight with him. So, I mean, one command point, poof, you get to do an extra ability. Now you're just like, oh, so what's the big deal if I have a guy who I call a combat specialist? Well, gets used to that tactic, plus his combat level 1 ability. Expert fighter. Add 1 to this model's attack characteristics. Pretty good. Now there's a skill tree which you go down to 2 then 3, and you can pick, as your guy goes along in campaign play, you can gain levels. And as you gain levels, you can pick from different skills. So it's very cool. I mean, it's pretty intact. But let's go ahead and we build up our team, now we play a game. Now a lot of times, I played a game, we play Aerial Assault, I think is what it was called. It's pretty cool. It's, you pick the attacker, the defender, and the defender places your models anywhere on the board. And you don't have to stay coherent to anything unless you got, like, bad leadership or you got, data tether or something that gives you bonuses if you're within 6 inches of another model or some shit. So then the attacker puts his, he rolls randomly on the board. They separate in four pieces, then he puts it. His objective is to destroy those three markers we're going to put down on the board. Mine's to protect them, and you get extra skills if you take out their specialist. The combat lasted 5 rounds. Sound familiar, Malifaux players? And then you start. Now, what's unique about this and other versions of Kill Teams, the old ones, one was just playing 40K. One was a step up, and we have a command specialist, but they can just do this. I mean, it wasn't that big. Unfortunately, you're only going to have 3 specialists and a leader, no matter what you do. So get that through your head. Okay, so we go on to the phase. We both roll. So I'm going to call you U. You and I roll a D6. I roll a 5. You roll a 1. So I won initiative. I'm going to move my guys first. And we were playing it, which I believe you can do. I haven't looked to see if it was a no-no or not. But you can pass the first turn. So just for that turn. I don't know. But that means you get a move. So the first player who won the initiative moves all their models. Now this counts as steadying your model, readying your model, advancing your model, which is your move plus a D6, and charging model. All these things happen in the movement phase. Now after I said do all that with my models, let's say I readied one to shoot and I charged the other one. For charging, just like in 40K, you roll 2d6, and that's the charge range you got. Let's say I live past the Overwatch. So now I'm within 1 inch of an enemy model. So you're going to take your turn, you can move your guys. In said turn, you're allowed to charge models that charge, so that's okay too. So there's benefits going second. You can get a layout of which guys readied. So you can say, okay, so they readied. I don't want to be in, put myself within your range and stuff. Okay, so you move. Now comes psychic phase. We didn't have psychers, so now you just do your psychic phase. You got to deny the witch and everything, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now we have shooting phase. Now, everything that took a normal move, not advancing or charging, will be able to shoot. But first, what's going to happen is any model that readied will shoot first. So I readied a model, and let's say you readied a model. It's my turn to go first, so what's going to happen, because I readied first, I'm going to shoot with that model. I'm going to go ahead and do the normal damage and stuff, roll on the chart if I take something out, blah, blah, blah. Next, you're going to shoot your readied model. Do the same thing. Now, if I had a ready model, another one, it goes back to me. But since we both only readied one model, it goes to the shooting phase. Now, this will alternate back and forth between both players. So, you see, the readied jumped ship. It jumped ahead. So, now shooting, anyone who didn't advance, charge, fall back, they can shoot. It will be a penalty because they're not as, they didn't ready their weapon. They're taking, like, regular moves, ducking and weaving and stuff like that. So, you take a -1 on your shooting. After shooting's done, we got the fight phase. What's going to happen is charger's going to happen first. Whoever's initiative it is, whoever won the initiative roll that turn, gets to pick what charger they wish to do, even if they didn't have one. Then vice versa. After charging's done, we go through anyone who might be locked in combat, or we moved within 1 inch, but we didn't get the charge, we pile in that inch or up to 3 inches to get into combat, then we go ahead and just swing at each other. Just with any Games Workshop war game, we're trying to defeat the other team. So In the turn, we go ahead and make our nerve test. Now, this is different. Everyone's got different leaderships. And we have to take into account if things are flesh wound. You could get flesh wound in there. That makes it harder to pass your nerve test. If there's any friendly models down, out of play, it makes you take a test. Because, I mean, it's just like, hey man, war is hell. You just gotta live with it. So, after everything's said and done, say we both had, we both passed our leaderships gloriously. Pick up our markers. Get them ready for the next turn. Whence we will go ahead and roll a d6 again. Winner of the roll will start and go first. Let's say I was lucky enough to roll high again. You rolled a 3. We go through the same exact thing. I will move all my guys. You will move all yours. Anyone's ready, I will go first, then you. Then shooting, I will go first, then you. And we do this model, back to model, back to model, except for movement. Movement happens your whole unit at one time. So I think that's pretty damn sweet. That's taking out what 40K usually did, is sat there and just say, okay, well, I have fire superiority. I'm just going to shoot everything I have, and I'm going to just obliterate you. Bam! Simple as that. Now, that's not how it happens. Now, like I said, this book is pretty cool. Just go over a few things. Like, you're shooting at stuff. You have long range. You take a -1. If the model's obscured, you take another -1. For each flesh wound that you have, it's a -1. And if the enemy model's kill team, if the attacking model's kill team is broken, you suffer a -1. So this chance is you're going to have a really freaking hard time to move with everything. So, yeah, I got nothing bad to say about this. Now, outside the rule, the box. I got it. I was quite happy. Also picked up a Space Wolf box. I was kind of hoping there was maybe some Space Wolf rules for the Reavers in there. Took the gamble, and no, it wasn't. I also bought the mechanical sector thing. I guess it's like a furnace or something. It comes on like a double-sided Mars map, increasing the amount of maps that I have for Kill Team and terrain. Games Workshop didn't send me the furnace. I was quite displeased with that. But they sent me a whole nother box. So I have extra stuff. Well, all said and done, I have too much terrain for my Mars map after buying the Space Wolves and everything like that. So it's pretty quite awesome. Now, the terrain is basically, I don't know about the sector pieces, that might be new per the box set. But the Mars box set is a rehash of some stuff that I believe came out for Shadow War or Necromunda. So they just, in the box, put a few missions cards in there for that terrain and give you that terrain. Well, they didn't give it to you, they sold it to you, and you go upon your day. I think they're rehashing my stuff from that one. There's another one I didn't get. It looked like a factory setting. But it did come with some loaders and some crates. So, I don't know. I'm thinking about getting that one. I'm not 100% sure yet. I'd like to have it. But there's Alien Planet coming up next, which is the next release for, well, one of the next releases for this game. We have a new sector, which is Alien Planet, which gives you spires, like trees, alien trees. I figured it'd be pretty cool. Have a whole table full of that junk, and it'd be pretty sweet. You know, you can make up some impromptu barricades and stuff. And of course, you'll get your missions that go along with that table. And who knows what the other half of it goes. Now, with this first set, the Space Wolves came with pieces that came into, well, I'm going to call it the Mars Factory set. And then they released the Orc set, which Burner Boys, which you'll have to buy more. Okay, Space Wolves come up to about 100 points. The Orcs get you about 60, so you're going to need more. But the Burner Boys come with the loader trucks and stuff like that. Now, next up we have some Scions coming out and some Genius Dealers for Kill Team. Both come with the shipping crates. Shipping crates we've already seen before, and shipping crates that come in the box for the warehouse-type sector that they sold. Now, we have a Death Watch Kill Team set coming out. I haven't been able to see the pictures if they were Primaris Death Watch or not yet, but you can do that. But also, when you get these boxes with those units, they have already made up data cards and stuff like that. So it's got a lot of ease taken out. And it's kind of cool. Maybe give you some stuff that you normally wouldn't take, depending what type of player you were. So the Death Watch Kill Team comes with five guys. All those special boxes with the units that come out count their own tokens, too. So that's pretty cool. Not their own dice. You got to buy those separate. Of course, the orcs come with orcs. Scions come with scions. Gene Stealers come with Gene Stealers. The box comes with Mechanicus and the Gene Stealer Cult. Death Watch comes with Death Watch. And we have Dark Eldar. Comes with Dark Eldar. Now, both of those sets are coming with trees that are in the box for that sector. So you're doing quite a bit of recycling. And if you like the train, it kind of pays off. I mean, because let's be honest, I think it costs about $40 to buy those shipping containers set of two now, because they're kind of hard to get. Or you can buy the Vostarian box set if you like the Vostarians. Or, not the Vostarians, I'm in a whole fucking world. The Scions, and you get some shipping containers, so you're kind of getting the freaking, the Scions for free. All said and done, I started going through my models, and I found I pulled out my old Gaunt's Ghost crew, and very, very happy I played a game with them. I don't like losing those guys, because trust me, if you read their novels, you'll understand you've lost enough. You paid dearly. So I got them out for a game, and they did pretty well. Not superhero, but definitely a win. So that was fun to play the old Gaunt's Ghosts. I also found out, and remembered, I have one of my first Imperial Guard units I ever painted was Colonel Schaefer in the Last Standards. I got them. I was like, holy shit. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's just like, it inspired me to start doing more 40K. I like painting Malifaux with small crews, and I like painting this 40K with small crews, too. I hope this game continues to go well, and we see a lot more in the future. Now, but very soon, other than later, we are coming out with the Rogue Trader, which is Kill Team. I'm assuming all the rules for Kill Team still exist. Might have something to do, but it's a ship combat battle. Not ships themselves. You boarded a ship. So we're going to have Rogue Trader. It comes in a box set, so there's some mutants on it, and there's some Rogue Trader, and I'm hoping to God I get stats and be able to play Eisenhorn and maybe like Gaunt's Ghost, a special unit. You can put them out there. It's just freaking, there's so much they can do with this game that will make me happy, and it's actually making a resurgence of players on Cool City Games, so that's really nice too. I mean, to start to see people coming in to play a new game, especially, and it's all basically for the latest edition Warhammer outside of the terrain and stuff. And this terrain, you do it up, and you can do a half-assed job painting it. And I did. I just did it all with nothing but spray paint. Each sector, 25 minutes rounder, nothing but spray paint. Different levelings, spray angles, distances turned out good. Very good. So, yeah, I probably should get the factory so I can get that other map, because I've been asked to. One thing this allows you to do is run a campaign. Now, during a campaign, you gain experience on each of your guys, and you can pay for points, and also, from what it looks like, you can switch your specialists around, but you can only have one specialist of each type. So there's quite a few specialists. But let's say you got this one guy's level 3 specialist. Now, as you go up in levels, your specialist costs you more money. So let's say, okay, I want to, maybe can't get multiple, I have to look at him. Well, I got a sniper specialist, he's level 3. Ugh, it's like, I don't really need a level 3, but I want that. I'm going to take a sniper rifle. I want that long range. I'm going to sniper, let you reroll once a hit. And if you do the tactics, you get an extra, you plus to the die. So increasing your chance to hit the damn target. So we're going to do a campaign. So I got to make sure I have a lot of freaking maps and stuff. And I know it doesn't all fall on me, but I want them. I've been having fun painting them. This has reinvigorated my thoughts about 40K. I mean, I've been sitting on my I was going to do the Blades of Vengeance, Dark Angel Primaris with the ones that come in the box set with a Nurgle. I'm going to strip them. I'm just going to put them back as Blood Angels the way I should have. But speaking of that, so I'm doing one thing I've never done before. Small little kill team. Great models, what I'm picking. Plague Marines. Always want to do it. Can't get behind that god, but the models are fantastic, so let's see where we go. Now, I know that was quick and everything. I'll go over some, a little bit more. Specialize. I'll go over different units and specialize within the unit and take a specialty character, not a specialty, but the specialist, and go over that power. So look for that pretty soon. Hopefully this sparks me so I get my butt moving, doing some more podcasts. I do not mind doing this. I like it. And it gives me a chance to share my knowledge, babble, and have people listen to me. So remember, if you have any questions, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9, at yahoo.com. Sean is S-E-A-N. I haven't decided what I'm doing with the Gene Stealer cult. If anyone wants a Gene Stealer cult to play some freaking kill team, give me a shout out. Give me a reason why you need them and why she's sending me away, and I just might do it. So, let's see. Malifaux come out with some new stuff. I'm getting the boxes coming out pretty soon. Ooh, got my horses, which were Ulix's crew from a grandbaby. She's 8. I'm going to get her to play. My wife says she won't learn. My grandbaby says I'll learn. So I bought some My Little Ponies to represent Piglets. I'm going to teach her how to play some Malifaux. I'll probably record that and get her thoughts. I think it'd be cute to get a little kid who's learning a war game their thoughts on record. Anyway, go ahead and give me a shout-out, thoughts, complaints, whatever. I will talk to you guys soon, and remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. And here's a little The Bunny the Bear, which is a fantastic band.
Through a fog mirror. Decisions to decisions.